For the first time on the Bruins Basketball Show, a member of the class of 2018, Blake Coleman.
Gets it ahead to Matthews. Matthews in the corner for three. Yeah, baby! Chapman Harwood in the pin pocket. Harwood coming back the other way.
Welcome back to the Bruins Basketball Show. I'm your host, Coach Tony Miller, and today we have a very special guest. I think we say that every week, but all of our guests are very special. But we're excited this week to have Blake on campus. Blake, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Coach. Glad to be here.
So this is orientation week, an exciting time here on campus just because of the fact that we have so many visitors coming, a lot of from the class of 2018, and then also some of their siblings and their parents are here on campus this week and then also next week. And so gave us an opportunity to connect and kind of introduce you to a few of our guys. So hopefully over the next couple weeks we'll be rolling out those podcasts to have some of our new members here that will be coming onto campus here in the fall. And this first one here, very special for us because we had to go down into the, not really the heart of Florida, but as far as it goes for us, an important part of Florida to get Blake. You want to talk just a little bit kind of about where you're from, kind of how you got here and that kind of thing.
Well, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and I only lived there for about 6 years, and then I moved down to Pensacola, Florida, where my dad is a pastor, and he still is a pastor. And I went to, for my years of high school, for my first 3 years, I went to a private Christian school, East Hill Christian School, and I played basketball there for, those 3 years, and I was on varsity all 3 years, but, you know, honestly, I really didn't have to do much, so I wanted to challenge myself, and I kind of wanted to, I knew that I wasn't doing the best for me to get to the next level, so I wanted to challenge myself and go the next mile. So I went to a 7A public school right next to my Christian school I previously attended. I went to Booker T. Washington High School, and that's where I graduated, down in Pensacola, Florida, A50. So.
And we had talked about this, I think, when we were down there. Your dad was telling me you had some really good players on your team this year.
I did, yes. I had a point guard, or our 1-2 guard. He signed with Florida A&M, and a few other guys on my team that are really, really talented. Some of them didn't, want to go play basketball, but they're very, very talented. And then one of them signed with Community College, Bishop State, out of Mobile, Alabama. So I had some top-level talent on my team.
Did you feel like you were able to be pushed? Like, did you get better this year?
I did. I feel like, I figured out what it meant over my junior and senior year that I wasn't doing enough, so I had to put the work in, and I realized, once I got to that 7A public level, I had to improve, and I got better with the competition I played. Played a lot of tough competition, played a few 5-star recruits that I had to guard, and, it was a big, big change from, the Christian school ball. Some of them, it's not like very tough competition compared to, the public school ball that I played against. So, I did improve, and I got better thanks to that.
And you had known about Bob Jones for a while. I mean, who was it went here? You had family members that went here, didn't you?
Yeah, I had some family members.
And then you knew Coach Parker,
yeah,
and his family, your dad.
My dad's good friends with him.
Good friends with Coach Parker. And then, this last year, was that your first time here on campus when we had elite camp?
It was.
So a year ago. It was actually about a year ago, probably, yes, to about this week. Came down and played in elite camp. And really kind of transformed your body, skill-wise. It wasn't just getting better on the court. I mean, you kind of became almost a whole new player.
I did. I lost about 40 pounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I realized, I'm not a basketball player. And so I lost 40 pounds, and I've been, lifting weights and working out, trying to get a lot stronger and trying to put the most work I can in.
I just remember from that week, you were probably the biggest kid at the camp.
Oh, yeah, I was pretty big.
How tall are you?
I'm 6. Right now I'm 6'6". Okay. Then I was probably about 6'5".
But you have the ability. I mean, I remember even last year, the ability to step outside, shoot, ability to play inside. So, I mean, you really had the talents to do it. It's just that your body hadn't yet been ready for that college level.
Yeah, I was extremely out of shape and not really prepared for the next level. So.
things have changed, obviously. I think you guys are going to really enjoy seeing Blake this coming year. So for those that haven't really seen your game, we talked a little bit about it, but are there players maybe that you emulate or somebody that you're wanting to be like? Or it may not be somebody in particular, but kind of describing your own game. I have a little bit, but you'll be able to kind of give a better description of that.
Maybe somebody I like watching and playing. You know, he's kind of in the NBA. He's kind of washed now, but Dirk Nowitzki, I like watching him. And
that's like not a bad style. That's not a bad person to aspire to be.
That's who I look up to, I guess you can say.
So for this coming year, kind of what are your expectations going into it? Kind of where do you see yourself? Because you were able to come to several games last year. You and your dad came. Kind of like where do you see yourself fitting in?
I know people have been giving me tips and stuff about how I'm going to have to adjust to college life, but it's going to be different than transferring from a population of 40 students at the Christian school to population to, over 1,000 at the public school. But I mean, kind of used to that, but I know it's going to be a little bit more drastic than that. But, I'm just looking forward to fitting in, on the basketball team. And I know some of the guys, good friendships with them. And, I just look forward to it a lot.
When you came to visit, what maybe stood out to you or kind of put Bob Jones ahead of maybe going somewhere else? What was it that you liked? I mean, it could even be, your time here at the games. You didn't just see us here, though. I mean, being down there at Pensacola, you had the opportunity to come down. You saw us both at the regular season game.
Yes, sir.
And then also at our – for at least one of our regional games.
Yes, sir.
Then down there. So what maybe kind of stood out for you that kind of put Bob Jones ahead of anybody else?
I really liked the atmosphere, especially when I was here, of just, the students and the campus and just how everything was done. I just really enjoyed it, and the friendliness, I guess you could say. And just I like the style of play and the style of coaching the team has, and that just really stood out to me, and I really liked a lot.
Really excited to have Blake coming this next year. For me personally, he'll be a sport management major, so I'm excited about that. What kind of things are you looking forward to, maybe potential for career opportunities to get involved in after school?
Maybe I've been thinking about that a lot. I've always wanted to maybe get involved with a sports team, maybe a minor league baseball team or a G League basketball team or something along those lines. So I'm always liked sports, anything. I've just always enjoyed that.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to really enjoy, like I said before, seeing Blake play and just his personality, laid back, nice guy. So we're looking forward to having you this coming year. Thanks so much for taking the time for us.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you to all those who listen. Click that subscribe button if you haven't already. If you'd be willing to, leave us a review and a rating. We'd be very grateful for that. Until next time, enjoy your journey.